I want to finish up the session today. We were discussing the important hakir with regard to basa b'chalav, as to whether basa b'chalav is considered an isser, what's called an isser balua, meaning that it's a one thing, it's a kosher, has a b'liyah, so it's not kosher. Here it's basa has a b'liyah of chalav, a chalav has a b'liyah of basa, etc. So there's really two ways to look at the din. Okay, when we say chaticha nasa zaveila, does it mean that it's a brand new entity? That's one way to look at it. Okay, or it's an isabilu. It's something. It's not sui generis. It's a tarovis, and which it is like by any other tarovis of kosher food, non kosher food. And so is it possible to call it a brand new, unique entity, or is it simply an isa tarovis? Has going to have certain chumras that other types of tarovis don't have. And the Chaticha Nas Nevela and Tom Kiker, the Rice, and so on and so forth. But that's really the fundamental question, which we. In this Machlokes?
Yeah.
I'm going to get to that. Let's get to that. Okay. Whether they call it an Issa Blue or an Issa Machmas Atzmo. The way the Rav categorized it, to remember, is it Basar Bicholov or Basar Vicholov? Is Basar Bicholov, that's a brand new entity called Basar Bicholov. It's a new meat milk, it's a new entity. Or it's Basar Vicholov, it's meat with milk in it, it's an Issa Balua. That's another Rav. So we said that the Taz, back in this, back in Source 12, mentions in Siman Tzadi Sukkot and Dal, there seems to be Machlokas Rishonim about it. Okay, the Taz didn't really present, and it's related to that issue, but it is a nafkamina, that issue. Okay, the question was, if you have the kachal, remember the kachal, the other, which, so the halacha is that a kachal is batal b'shishim, and the kachal itself counts, because the kachal has some milk in it, the other has milk in it. Okay, but it's only a problem d'rabbanan, because since it never came out, it's not really halachically milk, so we consider it bas b'chol d'rabbanan, and it's batal b'shishim, but the kachal itself counts towards the shishim. Then, so the machlokas we shown that we had, that the Taz pointed out in Tzadi Sukkot and Dal, is what happens the second time, okay? Now, let's say this kachal later falls into another mixture. Is it again kachal min minyan or not? So we mentioned that was a machlokas, okay? The machlokas in Psak, okay, the Mechaber writes in Siman Tzadi Sif Aleph, like the first time, so the kachal counts. And then the Ramah disagrees and says, no, the second time the kachal is not mistar to the shishim v'chein ikar. So the Taz simply pointed out that's a machokas we shown him. We saw it's a machokas the Rashba. Machlokas Rashba and the Ra'ah, okay. Whereas, according to the Rashba, the reasons would seem to be that the Rashba fills a kachal fell into a mixture, so it's mitzdarif to the to the bittul. But if it's not bittul, then becomes itself basa b'chalav. Okay, and that's what Rashba writes in the Taras Habayis, that if the second time tzvichim tzorch shishim ein kachal min aminyan, why? Because it became a new entity. Since it wasn't batal, if kachal was with other meat, it wasn't batal. You didn't have 59. There we have a kula. It counts towards it because it's not real chalav. But once it became a chavtzah basa b'chalav, so then it becomes like a regular din of basa b'chalav. So you need a regular din of shishim, and the Ra'ah and the Berak Habayis disagree. Okay, it doesn't become bas b'chalav, the kula still applies. And the Taz explains that the Ra'ah holds, because no chaticha nas is available, okay, and therefore it's still called kachal, and therefore whatever applied to kachal the first time applies the second time. And according to the Rashba, that's not true. According to the Rashba, it's now called a new chevtzah, bas b'chalav, etc. So that's how we learned up that machlokas, and we explained what's behind that question. Whether it's the new, so that we said what's behind that question is this issue, whether it's Issa Balua, Issa Machmas Atzma. Right? If Bas B'chav is Issa Machmas Atzma, so it becomes a brand new entity if it's Issa Balua. It's like any other Issa Balua, it has the regular dinim of Tarobas and so on. So that's what we saw, looking at last time, based on the Gemara in Chulin, the Mishnah, really, in Chulin of Kuvches, and the Gemara over there. So there we had Machlokas, okay, as well. And, there we presented it again with a different nafkamina. So that's one nafkamina. Yes, but nafkamina. One nafkamina would be with regards to the kachal. Okay, but then we had another nafkamina on Daf Kuches and Aleph, which seems to be machlokas Tosas against the Ritva. Okay, and so it's 22 and 23 there. Okay, the issue there is tipach chalav shenafal chatichas basar. All right. So what happens if the Tosfos points out on that divar maschil tipach chalav in 22? So it's neseres kishaticha kula chutz lerotav ayri. Okay, he basically says that if you have a whole pot of meat, unless you stir the pot or find some other way, let's say again, a drop of milk falls on piece A. There are lots of other pieces in there. But unless you stir the pot, the milk has no way of getting to the other piece of meat, right? The Tosfos language is, Mishum the Cholav Mefapel Kol HaChaticha, yeah. The milk spreads within that one piece of meat that it landed on. But V'ein Mefapel Mechaticha L'Chaverta, Elay Adein Yer V'Kisui. Okay? And he says, because Mivla Bolat, Mivla Lo Polat. So according to Tosfos, the milk is both the milk that lands on that piece of meat makes that possible challah, but it won't impact the other meat. Okay, even though we might say chaticha nas nevela, but it has to get a way to bring them. There has to be a way, wrote there or something else, to bring the milk around. And the Ritva, we pointed out, disagreed. The Ritva, the Chiddush Ritva, disagreed. There on that daf, he says kulam nesaros, because he says if we hold chaticha nas nevela, so now the whole piece is this machmas atzmo. So therefore, the tom of that whole piece, you don't need the milk to spread around. It doesn't matter if the milk spreads around. The tom of that piece of meat spreads around. Okay, so it's going to ask for the rest. So that's then, and we lined up the different sheets of the Rosh Hashanah seems to agree with Tosfos. They're all agreed with the Ritva. Again, we saw those Makoros inside last time, and we also saw that the Chaim, the Chaim Soloveitchik on the Rambam. In Perek Tes, Halacha Tes, touched up that this is the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ravid as well. Okay, Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ravid. Okay, whereas the Rambam holds, like Rav Rishonim, okay, like the Ritva, like the Ra'o, like the Ram, Misun, Chulin, and so on. And the Ravid held like Tosis. The Rambam holds it, this is Machmas Atzmo. Okay, and the Rama holds it, Tisa Machmas Atzmo, and the Ravid held that it's Isser Machma, it's an Isser Balua. Okay? And that's the same Achlok as the Kachal the second time. It's another Nafkamina in that Machlokas. Okay, so that's how we, that's kind of where we left last time. The problem we raised, okay, is within the Shita of the Rashba. That's why I left it last time and I was a little confused whether it was a Kasha, but I went over it again. The Taz back there in Siman Sadi Sekot and Dalet, was that 12 again? Okay, okay, the Taz there proposed that there's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Rashba, regarding Kachal, right, the second time. Okay, now the Kachal is a case of Basu Chalad Rabbanon. Okay, and we landed up, we had a machlokas, is there Chaticha Nas Nevela by the Rabbanon? But Basu Chalad Rabbanon, we machmer Chaticha Nas Nevela. According to the Rambam, there's no Chaticha Nas Nevela mid Rabbanon. Okay, and that's why the Rambam, Akum Mechaber Paskins, will say that the same din of Kachal, the same Kula applies the second time, because we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. Okay, and the Rashba said we do say Chaticha Nas Nevela, and that's how the Ramah would assume. That's how we said it back there. Okay, and we said that it depends on the understanding of Basu Chalav, the gather of Chaticha Nas, of Basu Chalav Rabbanon. Okay, because we just said there's a machlokas whether Basu Chalav is Isser Balua or Isser Machmas Atzmo. But by Rabbanon, one could argue that even if you hold, okay, that's how the Rav proposed the Rambam held, that even by Basu Chalav Daraisa, it's Isser Machmas Atzmo. Okay, but not by Basu Chalav Rabbanon. Okay, we don't say it by Rabbanon. And the idea is because the meat was not asr based on the, on basr, but it's based on the bli of chalav, darbanan. It's with darbanan, we don't say it's asr machmas adir. Darbanan don't create a new isr. It's not basr bichalav, it's only basr vichalav on a darbanan level. And therefore, there's no chalav shem basr bichalav on that item. And therefore, the kachal, for example, which is basr bichalav darbanan, the Rambam says the same kul applies the second time and falls in the second pot because it's not isur machmas atzmo on the darbanan level, right? And that's on the Chaber Paskins. But the Rashba seemed to say over there, one second, the Rashba, we said, holds that the kachal the second time is no longer has the kula of kachal, but rather it's bottle, we need mamashishim. Okay? So that was the stira. How does it come out? We said there, it sounds like the Rashba is holding that even by Drabbanan, it's also Machnas Atzmo, right? Because it's a new entity now. And that's why the Kachal the second time requires Shishim. You don't have that Kula that it can count. You only need 59 because the Kachal itself count. Right? That's how the Taz said it was Machlokas, the Rashba, and the Ramban. And the Rashba and the Ramban. If you look back in source number, in the Karas Habayit, huh? But also the Taz pointed out the Rambam also agrees with the Ra on this one, right? Look back in source 11. There, the Torah Sabayis Arfayis Dal Shar Aleph, right? He says there, Hakol Nasis Nevela Kinevela Fichach Tzarek Shishim Ein Kacham and Aminyan. That's a Rosh Bora Ein Kacham and Aminyan. So that sounds like he holds that it's an Echam Isser Machmas Atzmo, right? And therefore, the Kachal doesn't count them in. There or disagrees. And the Rambam, we said, disagrees. That was the Taz in source 12, right? Another Machlokas Rambam Rashba. Yeah, but here we're, okay, good. So that could be, but 1 second. Here we're saying that the Rashba, we said over here, by the, by the meat and the fell in the pot and stirring and so on and so forth. Here we said that, and the Rashba said, Beferish in 27, that you need to stir it around. So it's not machmas atzmo, it's a valua. That was the stira. And the stira is even enlarged because, wait a minute, that case of the tipas cholah falling on a piece of meat, that's a deraisa problem, bas v'cholah. So what? The Rashba holds that a deraisa bas v'cholah, it's his valua. But a drabanan bas v'cholah by kachal, it's his machmas atzmo. That doesn't seem to work. Okay? That was a stira. I didn't have it straight this time. I didn't say it straight this time. So that's a little bit of a stira within the Rashba. Because on the one hand, the Rashba seems to be saying here, right, in the case of the Tipas Cholov Shanof ala Chaticha, which is Basra al Daraisa, it's not an Isser Chefza, it's an Isser Balua, not a Chefza Chadosha, right? And so how could he say that Chaticha not available by Basra al Drabonon by the case of the Kachal? You understand the question? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that the Rashba agrees. Even the Rashba holds it in Isser Balua. Okay, the fundamental is Isser Balua will hold that it's Isser Machmas Atzmo, Kol Zman, that the meat and the milk are together. Right? They're in one unit. But once the Cholov leaves, that's the case of the pot. Okay, once the challah leaves, then it becomes an iser balua. In other words, just to figure out, give an example of a case. Okay, like we had with the, well, we'll see in a moment. We'll see about chaticha or litzkab. We'll see a raya in a second. Okay, let's look again at these gemaras, and then you'll see. Look in 32. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch says. Chaticha is Siman Kuf Aleph Sif Aleph 32. Chaticha leskabed dina keberia afilu be'elef lo batlo. We've discussed this in the past. A chaticha, very beautiful cut of meat, because of its inherent importance, it's never batlo, right? Afilu be'elef lo batlo. Okay, that's the din. Okay, in Sif Beis the mechaber adds ein lo din chaticha leskabed elam kein isura machmas atzmo. Could go in the vela ubasar becholov. Mechaber says chaticha leiskabed is only applicable when the iser is machmas atzma, and the Taz explains Katan Dal why, because ein habalua royal iskabed, the little bit of milk that's not royal iskabed. The chaticha is royal iskabed. The drop of milk that landed is not royal iskabed, right? So the therefore or whatever other balua you have. Okay, I mean, bas v'cholov is also machmas atzmo, but whatever some small piece falls of tarfas or whatever falls, so that piece is not necessarily royal iskabed. Okay, so that's how the Taz explains. So what's the idea? So here the mechaber says that chaticha iskabed bas v'cholov chaticha iskabed does apply because it's considered. Machmas Atzmo. And the Shach in Sivkot and Gimel 34 explains the cave and the chol kad ba'ape nafshe shari v'ayde chibur yachanes who chazar kol lios keguf echad. That's exactly what he says. Chazar kol lios keguf echad. Right? The whole thing became like one. Okay, so here you see that everyone agrees that when the basar and the chalav are me'urav biyachad, right, then it's an issur machmas atzma, not an issur balua. However, the Rashba holds that after the chalav and the basar have been, so to speak, removed from being with one another, then they go back to being mutter. And that's why the Rashba paskins that if you have a piece of meat on which a tipas chalav fell in that particular case, okay, that's an issur balua after it begins to spread out. In other words, even though at that moment the osa chaticha, yes, that's issur chaticha natsnevela, and it's an issur machmas atzma. However, in the pot with other chatichos, and now we're talking about because the milk kind of spread throughout the rest of the pot, so then the milk that fell and it came out is being done as milk itself. Because it's no longer with the meat, right? It's no longer with that piece of meat. Now it's spreading through the whole pot. So now it's an issur balua, and that's not going to spread without rotev. You follow? In other words, even the Rashba will agree that when you have basar v'chalav in one entity, okay, then it's an issur machmas atzma. But once when you're talking about now this entity impacting other things, okay, in the pot, other piece of meat in the pot, well, that's not there. You're talking about the milk now spreading out throughout the rest of the pot. That's a din now it's a din in balua. It's not the milk and the meat in that one piece. It's now spreading. That requires rotev, right? We don't look at that other piece. That's how the Rav explained the Rashba. Okay, if you don't have it, you'll go over it, you'll see it's in that essay that I mentioned before. Yeah. And the truth is that so the Shulchan Aruch writes, Beferish, in Sim Kuf Hei, Siv Zayin, that a chaticha, chatichas iser or seres charet v'nigosa, dafka kishi iser machmas atzma, konabela bas v'cholam, okay, avalim ein bo iser ela mashe bola mokam acher, ein o seres acher s'nogas ba'filim nitzul yachad, okay, because it won't spread by itself. So that's what we're saying over here. As I said in Source 36, I made a mistake. I printed the wrong Taz. It wasn't supposed to. I didn't read my notes carefully. It said Gimel. It's just a Yud Gimel. Okay, it gives an example of Issur Machmas Atzma, Basar V'Cholav. There the Taz says that's Basar Roseach, Shenogas, Begvinas Rosachas. Right? Hot meat touches hot cheese. Okay, but inside a pot, it's not going to do it. Okay, then it's an Issur Balua. Because and that's not going to spread without rotev. You follow? Everyone get it? So it's not machmas atzma, it's machmas balua. So that's how he explained it. Okay. The shach in Sivkotin Yud Zayin, that long Sivkotin, which I printed here again. I don't want to go into the details of it now. But he asked the kasha with regards to the Rashba. It says that basar v'chalav is in terms of it's not basar v'chalav in terms of touching. Okay. So the Rashba holds, and nobody seems to disagree. That basar v'chalav is machmas atzma kishen muravim when they're mixed together, okay. But when they're nifrodim, when they can be separated, so then it's only going to spread through what do you call it? Through with gravy and so on, through rotev, and that's the story. So the Rav said, now we understand the Rashba is not so himself anymore. Okay, let's turn now just to 38. You with me? You got it? I think we got it clear. Okay, we'll just want to see, that's what I'm going to do the rest of the shiur today, is just see some other nafkaminas in this. You asked the Shlomo of nafkaminas, a couple other nafkaminas in this machlokas. Okay, so again, Rav explained that according to the Rashba, he holds, yes, chaticha nas nevela even by basar chalav drabanan, and that's why he holds that the kachal will require shishim, you know, against the whole, you know, the second time will require shishim, because there, yeah, he'll say that basar v'chalav was d'rabbanan, was modeled after basar v'chalav d'oraisa. Okay, they're both issur balua. That works out very well. Okay, but the Rambam, we said, agrees with the Ra'ah, and the Berak HaBayis, and with the Ran, and with the Ritvo, the Rov Rishonim, that by basar v'chalav d'oraisa, that's issur machmas gufo. Okay, issur machmas gufo. And it stays issur machmas gufo even after the milk spread out. That's why they'll say in the case in the pot and so on, it's issur machmas atzma. But by basar v'chalav drabanan, then there's no issur machmas atzma because not a cheftz of issur basar v'chalav, that's more like basar b'chalav. That's how the Rambam writes. Let's take a look now, an interesting Rambam. Okay? So Moshe, if you get, I've explained what the issues, say again, can we get on the screen? I don't know, I can mix up with this. Now, the Rashba seemed to say that it's an issur that by the case with the meat in a pot that is isher balua. That's why it can't spread to the other pieces without rotor, right? And yet he seemed to say, by the Kachal case, he said the second time, you need shishim. Sounds like it's a new entity. Right? That was the stira, and it's an even bigger stira because he's saying Kachal's on the Rabbanon. So by Rabbanon, it's isher machmas hatzvah. By the Raisa, it's isher balua. Doesn't make sense. It makes sense the other way around. It makes sense to say like the Rambam, isher machmas hatzvah by the Raisa, and by the Rabbanon, they couldn't control. So that's how we, that was the stira, and we gave a suggestion answer. Okay. Anyway, in terms of the Rambam, Parak Tes Halachadal, let's look at it together, 38. V'chein Boser Chaya V'Of. Okay, meat from Chaya, non-domestic animal, bird, which is not the Raisa. Bein B'chalav Chaya, Bein B'chalav Behema, Eino Osu V'chalim La Torah. Okay, no Issa Mid Raisa. V'ficha Mutu L'Vashra Mutu B'Ano. The Issa Bishul and Issa Ano is only on Boser Chav the Raisa. Okay, but Boser Chav the Rabbanon, there's no Issa Bishul and Issa Ano. Of course, not eat it. Okay, that's again what the Rav is calling Basar Vichalav as opposed to Basar Bichalav. Alright, so the Shulchan Aruch is assuming, the Rambam is assuming, in this parak test, Halacha Dalet, that Basar Vichalav, that Osim Daraisa, Osim Darabana rather, Mutav Bishra Hanah. Okay? And why? Kadesh Al Yivshua Om, we have all the days of Basar Vichalav Shal Torah. People make a mistake, they'll think this is meat, that's meat. They even call it dark meat, white meat, they'll mix it up, they'll end up eating Basar Behemah Torah, Bchala Behemah Torah, and so on and so forth. Okay, that's what the Rambam says. Now, what this is like, okay, a parallel is pointing out, the Rebbe Soloveitchik points out, okay, the Rambam Perk Aleph Hilchos Chametz Umatz Halacha Tes. Asu Chacham Lechol Chametz Mitchilas Shah Shishis Kedesh Yiga B'Sar Torah. We know that the Yisrael Chilas Chametz begins on Erev Pesach at noon, right? Midday Erev Pesach, it's already also the chametz, the time of the Korban Pesach and so on. Okay, you're not allowed to eat anymore chametz. All right, so after midday, Rabbanan made it a little bit earlier. Rabbanan said a little earlier. That's why we stop always at 10:32, whatever time it is that year. Right, the rice it's chatzos. Rabbanan they made it a little bit earlier. Okay, so in the beginning of the sixth hour, they had to get rid of it and so on. Okay, all right. However. In that in the fifth hour, at the end of the fourth hour, the beginning of the fifth hour, it's a parallel, right? We're not allowed to chametz anymore at the end of the fourth hour. Sof zman tefillah. Okay, that's the same thing. That's an Erev Pesach. We want to know what time we can have to stop eating chametz. It's sof zman tefillah, right? After the fourth hour. Okay, that's a question. It's interesting because most of the zmana that they print in many shuls for sof zman achilas chametz is the Magen Avraham zman, which is earlier. Okay, I have nothing wrong with that, but most people don't follow that for Sof Zman Tefillah, which is made the Raisa, you know, there's a comment that Pesach earlier than midday, it's Rabbanan, so why are people, okay, people are Machmir in general, but I thought it's okay to, I print the Maishul, I print both the Grozman and the Vachar Rosman. So, I mean, it's not such a big difference, it's 20 minutes difference. Anyway, but we know that during that last, and that fourth hour, before the fifth hour, end of the fourth hour, it's Mutar Avhano for the Chametz. They can still sell it at that point. That's usually when you are selling it. Okay, at that point, the Rabbanon are usually selling it. You're allowed to. So the Rambam says, Osu Chacham in Perak Aleph Hilchos Chametz Matzah Halacha Tes, Osu Chacham Lechol Chametz Mitchilas Shal Shishis Dachir Bizatora, Mitchilas Shal Shishis Yah Chametz Osu Chilu Bahana, Kol Shal Shishis Mitzvay Sofrim, Ushar Yom Mishviz Wam in the Torah, fine. Shah Khamishis ain't Ochan Bahamiz Yarmishim Yamal Una and Shamayita bin Khamish Shishis, but Vaino also Bahano Bishas Khamishis. Okay, they extended the Isra Achila even earlier, okay, but it's Mutter Bahano. Okay? So the Khidusha the Maranizalevi, the Vitzakzev, the Viskarab, on that Ramnuchus Khamatsumatsa, okay, which is not in the computer, so I couldn't print it, but he said, what's the idea? Why should it be Mutter Bahano? He says, because same Svara, he says the Isser Chometz as a Chefts of Chometz begins later. Now, it's not Chometz als Chefts of Isser. Okay? When you have a Chefts of Isser, so you can't start with Mechalek now between Isser Achil and Isser Anah. There's an Isser Achil al Chometz, and an Isser Anah al Chometz. Both Isser Achil and Isser Anah al Chometz is Doraisa on Pesach. So if you're going to say that this is an Isser on the Chefts of Chometz, this is called the Chefts of Chometz, so then why shouldn't it be Osu B'Hano, okay, as well? The answer is because they didn't make the Isser there's no Isser of Chometz. It's not an Isser of Chefts of Chometz. right? It's an iser that they're not allowed to eat, but the person can't eat chametz at fifth hour. But there's no iser chefza, and that's why it's mutar b'hanah. So you can say it's the same thing here by basar chalav according to the Rambam and those who agree with him. Basar mechalav darbanan is not called iser machmas atzmo the way basar chalav daraisa is, okay? And therefore, and not like the Rosh Boar, right? And therefore, basar chalav daraisa is going to be also with all the chumras. But the kasha is, why does the Rambam say that Bas Chol Rabbanon is mutar b'hanah? If it's a chevtza Bas Chol, the answer is it's not. By the Rabbanon, we don't call it a chevtza shol iser. Okay, and that explains why by Bas Chol too, if there's it's iser b'lu, it's not an iser machmas atzmo. So in Mela, it can be an iser hanah. There can be a heter hanah. There can be a heter hanah. Okay, they want to say that. That's what the Biskar pointed out. It's parallel, as I say, to the Isser of Chametz when it's still Mutar B'Hanah, but you're not allowed to eat it. Okay, so it comes out the Rambam will hold with Rabbanan. There's no Isser Machmas Atzmo. Okay, it's an only Isser Balua, and that's why with the Kachal the Rambam says the second time. Not because there's no Cheftza of Chametz of Bas V'Cholov. Okay, but it's an Issa Balua. But Bas V'Cholov B'Darbanan, it's only an Issa Balua. And that's why it's not a new Chefza. And that's why the Rambam holds the second time the Kachal falls into a second pot, it's got the same cool as the first time. Right? It's Kachal. It's not a new Chefza of Bas V'Cholov. Okay? Now, So yes, a couple other nafkaminas. Again, Shmuel, you want a nafkaminas, that's the today's shiur. Okay? Let's take a look now. Again, I made a mistake in source 40. I printed the Yerushach from Simon Kuf Hei Siflam, and it should really be the Shach in Simon Pei Zion Siflam. It was my mistake. Okay? Talking about the Cholov in the Keva. Okay? So he makes a chiluk between when it was prepared, the cable was cooked through bishul as opposed to kavush, where it's only drabbanon. Okay, so again, it makes that same chiluk. Drabbanon, it's only an issur balua, it's not an issur machmas atzmo. So you look it up if you get a chance. I'm sorry, the wrong thing printed. Now let's look at 41. Okay, simon sari aleph, sif aleph. Okay. Just a moment. Was that also a mistake? I made a mistake there too. So I have to. Someone should say Sivches. So correct. 41 should say Sivches. I'm sorry. Not Sival. I should say Sivches. That Bas V'Cholov is not. It hammers home this point. I'm so sorry. I had all these mistakes here. Must have prepared this year quickly. I couldn't read one handwriting. The source of 41 should be Simon Sadi Aleph Sivches, where the Shulchan Aruch says that Bas V'Cholov, which is Nesa Idei Melicha, is Mutar B'Hanah. That's the same thing, because right, just hammered home that point. That Bas V'Cholov, which came also, because it's not a new Chavtza of Yisr and so on, it's and therefore it's Mutar B'Hanah. Okay. Yeah, okay, I apologize. The Nesivis and the Chavis Das and Simon Sadi Beis, you've caught hey, this I got right, okay, towards the end of Alaikur Nir Lefines Daiti, I'm going to say it outside to save some time. He said, we don't say that Bas V'Cholov is a Machmas Atzmo to affect other pieces, okay, again, unless it's Nisbashel L'Macholov. It's basically the same thing again, right? Look at the opening words. Near the Ad Kan Lomri, the Bas V'Cholov, Chosh Yisra Machmas Atzmo, Chosh Ben Yigos, Al Dafka, Bas V'Cholov, Nisbashel V'Cholov, which is, you know, Nisbashel V'Cholov, Deraisa. Aval Bas V'Cholov, Nesa, the Kibu Shemelicha, Kabu Shemelicha, Shaloka there, Bishul Vada Lo Chosh Yisra Machmas Atzmo, Ukamosha Kosov Ashach, Simon Pei Zayin, Sikot Lamed, the thing I quoted wrong, okay? And so again, the Chavis Daz are doing the same thing. Okay, and then he mentions other nafkaminas about Tzli and Tigun, which we're going to get to Be'ez Hashem this week, right? So anyway, that's a nafkamina. Now, the Shulchan Aruch itself says in Arsinan Pei Zayin, Sif Aleph, right? So says that the Isra Hanoah, Kosov Torah, Loslash Guru Chalimo, Kimo Pom, Echelis Isra Bishal, Echelis Achil, Echelis Hanoah, Bahot Sechel, Shmuel Omer, Shein Osmatol, Der Bishal, Abdabon Osmachal Inyan. And then it says in parentheses, the Ramah, Kol Bos Bechol of Shein Osmina Torah, Mutabano. So he said before as well, it's Mutabano. And the Shach says, in Sivkot and Beis, and in our Simon, show here, Shach says that this is the Pesach of the Rambam, and the other Rishonim and so on, he said that not the Rambam making this up, okay, and according to what we're saying, the reason is, Shach doesn't say this, but according to the, what we're saying, the reason is, of the Varenu, okay, the reason is, because of Basmachal Dabon, it's not a Chefz and Isser, and therefore it's Mutabano, it works out. Full disclosure, the Marshal and the Amshul Shlomo, Rav Soloveitchik pointed this out also, in Parakas of Chulin, Simon Kuf, okay, the Marshal seemed to disagree, the Shach quotes his Marshal, he disagrees. And he says that even by Basu Chal Darbonon, there's an Isra Hanoah. Because no Chiluk, why should it be Chiluk? And he quotes the Arzuros, this topic was, right, again, the look at the Shach at the very end of 44, he quotes the Marshal Cholak Alzeh, but Vein Dvor Mechrochim. Marshal disagrees with this, he said, or this point anyway, that Basu Chal, that's Asu Darbonon, is Muta Bahanoah. Marshal disagrees, said it's also Asu Bahanoah. Okay? So again, the Rabbi explained along our lines. He says, no, even Darbonon we say Isa Machmas Atzmo. That's his Sisvara. Okay? Everything was done, Bidiyuk, the way it came to Raisa, taken like regular Basu Chal. And therefore, whatever is Asu Bahal of Raisa, okay, then it's going to be Darbonon also for all Dinim. That's what the Marshal holds. And then we assume not like that. We assume the way the Shach says it. Okay? The Shach, the Indvar Mukhachim. Okay. There are a couple other nafkaminas in this din. Whether Machmas Atzmo or Isra Beluah. And here's one. Okay? I'll give you background information. If I stick a spoon, I've had this, Tokim Chav Chalove, I took a spoon which is Ben Yomo. I used it this morning, and it's milking the spoon. I used it with cereal. Well, not cereal, it's not cold, it's cold. Hot coffee with milk. Milking a spoon, which is Ben Yomo, and I stuck it into a kater of meat. So the calf now is going to become Oster Al Tzbos V'Chalov. Okay? And if I go ahead now and stick this spoon, and stir a pot, and so on and so forth, with this spoon, so I'm going to need to be mishayer against not just the milk, but against what? Whole spoon, because it's chatzik and nevel. Right? As I took a milking spoon, which had a little blee of milk, but now I put it in the meat. So now it's boleya. So now it becomes basur cholov. And now, if I stick that spoon in again, so it's going to have to. I'm going to need basur, against the whole spoon, right? The spoon of chatzik and nevel. Now, the big question is. When does the clock begin ticking to classify it now by second sticking into the spoon? Also has to be a ben yomo or a bas yomo. Ben yomo from what? From the original time I used it for milk this morning or from the time I stuck it into the meat this afternoon? Let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning I used this spoon for hot chocolate with milk, hot milk. Okay? And so now it became milky, nothing wrong with that, it is milky. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I was preparing supper, or whatever, 6 o'clock in the evening, I was preparing supper. So it's within Ben Yomo, which is within 24 hours, I use it for milkings. Right? Now I go ahead and I stick this spoon into a pot of meat. Okay, so now the spoon has a blia of a hot pot of meat. Now the spoon, or soup, whatever, now the spoon has a blia of milking and flesh, so it's bosom and cholov. Okay. So I have to be shower against the whole spoon. Now, 10 o'clock this evening, well, the nafkah will be, let's say, next morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, I use the spoon now, again, to stir some meat or something. Right? It's already after 24 hours since I used it for milchik. So from that point of view, it's no longer ben yomo from the time I used it for milchik. I used it for milking yesterday at 9 in the morning, and now today I'm using it at 10 in the morning. But it's still ben yomo from when what? When I stuck it into the meat pot and became basur cholov. So that's the question. When does the clock begin ticking in terms of in terms of 24 hours. After 24 hours, we know it becomes a tam pogum, and it doesn't asr. The question is, when does it become a tam pogum? Okay, when do we say it becomes ben yomo? All right? So it seems that this might be this very chakira. Okay? If we're concerned about if we're concerned about basar vicholov, okay, that what are called basar vicholov and isur balua, so therefore you're being done on the cholov from when? The time at 9 a.m. So therefore, when does it become no longer now ain't a ben yom, no longer ben yom? 9 a.m. the next morning, 24 hours. Right? That's if you're dealing with basar vicholov. The 24 hours begins the time you first use it with milk, because after 24 hours, whatever was in there becomes a tam pogum. Okay, and this kaf contains two ingredients, milk and meat. But the milk's already tam pogum. Okay, one of them is tam pogum. So therefore, now it's no longer be considered a ben yomo, which makes a big difference in halacha. On the other hand, if you say the concern is basar bicholov, okay, in other words, a new issur was created. So when did the 24 hours start? When it became basar b'cholov, that's at 6 o'clock. I don't care when you use it for milk, as long as it was within ben yomo of when you stuck it in. Now it became a new animal, became a new entity. So when is now the 24 hours doesn't expire until 24 hours from the time it made it basar b'cholov. That's a big nafkamina potentially.